How many of us at the end of our careers can look back and think, it was a labor of love? This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined now on 89.1 WEMU by someone who can, retiring after 43 years as an Ann Arbor school teacher and 30 years as the head of the teachers' union, the Ann Arbor Education Association, the one and only Linda Carter. Welcome.
It's nice to be here with you, Lisa, and your listeners.
43 years, how many Wonder Woman jokes have you endured over those years?
Well, I got a Wonder Woman story for you.
Awesome.
One of those summers that I was teaching summer band or summer orchestra over at Huron High, and the Wonder Woman show was on, so one of my students brought in a thing from the TV guide and said, "Miss Carter, you've got to read about the other Linda Carter." And so I read the article, and then I look and see that she and I have the same birthday. She's born July 24th, 1951, and I'm born July 24th, 1952. So she became a senior citizen 1 year before I did. So when I said to the kids, "We have the same birthday," kids were like, "Miss Carter, we don't believe you." "No way, no way." I had to pull out my driver's license and show them that we had the same birthday. So that was just really fun. So Debbie Dingell has promised me that she's going to get the two of us together because she knows Linda Carter from way back.
That's right.
So I'm hoping at some point to meet the other Linda Carter.
That'll be great. We'll do it right here on WEMU.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So the school year has wrapped up. It was your last year on the job. You're officially retired. And how's that going?
It's going well. I get to run in the morning instead of the evening.
You're still jogging.
Yeah, I'm still running. These days with my water, I'm not carrying my 5 pound weights because I just, don't want to do that. And so I'm getting a chance to go through some things. A lot of wonderful retirement notes and cards I'm still getting. I'm just feeling so very blessed that people are still sending me retirement cards and emails.
43 years, that's over four decades, and you taught music in Ann Arbor schools. How many different schools were you at?
May I name them?
Sure.
All in alpha order.
All of alphabetical order.
Listen up, folks. Abbott, Allen, Angel, Bader, Burns Park, Carpenter, Freeman, Hazley, King, Lakewood, Newport, Mack, Pattengill, Stone, Thurston, and Wines. And I enjoyed happy times at Forsyth, Tappan, Clegg, Scarlett, Slauson, teaming with many of my finest colleagues teaching instrumental music, and we enhanced many of our middle school musicians. And during the first 13 years, I enjoyed staying in shape as a co-director at Pioneer and Huron Marching Band Camps. A lot of fun.
Touching a lot of lives in the Ann Arbor School District during that time. Any favorite memories?
I have five of my former students that I've enjoyed seeing them on the first Wednesdays of the month, and they're music teachers, but they were my kids.
So they've become music teachers.
Yeah, David Leach, Abby Alwyn, Tamario Wilkins, Jeff Willits, and the most recent person, she just finished her second year, is Lauren Stout over at Tappan.
What fueled you? What fueled you as a teacher and a music teacher and the head of the teachers' union over these past four decades?
Both of these jobs carry over, to be perfectly honest with you. When you're a musician, you're having to memorize a lot of music, and you want to be able to conduct looking at your band or your orchestra. And so I spent a lot of time studying my scores. Well, believe it or not, spending a lot of time with the union contract, it just was a clean kind of a smooth declaration of skills. And so that's worked to my advantage, particularly at the negotiating table. And having to be able to talk about language. These days, I've become the historian, and people will say, "Carter, why is this language in here?" Well, during the 20th century, this issue came up because of the following situations. That's why the contract language is there. So it's always been a very interesting carryover for me.
How have students changed over the last 43 years, or the teaching process?
Well, the teaching process, we are having to undergo more political kinds of things, laws that are made in Lansing, D.C., and if many of these folks that are making the laws, particularly Lansing, why don't you come and spend a whole week during American Education Week in November? Don't just come for a photo op or just come at lunchtime to eat the tater tots. We do have very good lunches at our schools. But come and see what goes on. Start with what happens when the students get on the bus. I think lawmakers need to see a different They need to see the sense of what goes on with public education. Our students are more techno-savvy. As I joked with you as I came in here, I had to ask two students show me, "Now, where am I going here? I'm trying to get to King Hall," and they pulled out their phones.
Right.
That's a good thing. However, we need to be mindful about the importance of having conversations with students, with one another, not just texting. But it pays to have good conversations. And I always stood by my door, no matter what building I taught at. When the bell would ring, here's Miss Carter. She's standing at the door. How are you? You know, have you had a good morning? And then I was also standing there with a wastebasket to say, particularly with my string players, you may make your contribution to the wastebasket now with your chewing gum.
Oh.
My wind players wouldn't normally have gum, but my string players thought they could. So I would stand by my door, no matter what building I was teaching in, with the wastebasket. Good morning. Nice to see you. And let's get started.
Is there anything you would do over again if you had a chance to start your career over?
No regrets. No regrets. There were times I got reassigned out of my feeders.
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me because I'd built a relationship with students, but had to go and help another less experienced teacher. I'm talking about fifth grade now when we start kids. But I got moved, I later discovered, because people thought, you know, Miss Carter can do this. She needs to teach with this person. It's a new teacher.
You mentioned all the many schools you worked at in the Ann Arbor school system, Linda Carter. How many superintendents did you work with?
I'm on my 13th.
13th? Anyone, you have a special story you want to share with us?
Well, let me talk a little bit about what happened during the August of 1994 strike. Dr. John O. Simpson, we found ourselves in some very challenging labor issues, I'll put it that way. So we found ourselves on strike. We were out for 2 weeks, and it was most unfortunate. And at one point, I got interviewed by some of the local media, and I keep thinking it was Channel 7. And so at one point, the reporter asked, now, Miss Carter, when will you be getting together with Dr. Simpson? And I said, never. Well, my mother heard that. And consequently, she decided, she called me up, and she says, Linda Sherrill, I'm coming up to Ann Arbor, and you are going to go to lunch with Dr. Simpson. Me, you, and Dr. Simpson. And I said, Mom, please. And so at that point, I had no choice. My father brought her up. And then we went over to one of the restaurants that was closer to the Ballas State Building. And that way, he didn't have very far to come. And I was not going to let him ride in my truck. And so from there, we had a lunch. My mother pulled us together. And so we got through the rest of the year. And also gave him the opportunity to see the need to meet with the Ann Arbor EA leadership on a monthly basis.
Did you ever thank your mother?
I think I did with a nice Christmas present.
Okay, that's always good. So as we wrap things up, Linda Carter, retiring after 43 years as an Ann Arbor school teacher and 30 years as the president of the Teachers Union. Any closing thoughts or you want to share with us for the Ann Arbor community?
I certainly hope we will continue to have the support of the Ann Arbor parents, the Ann Arbor business people. We've worked very hard to build and keep those relationships. It's very positive from the standpoint that we have we're in the middle of a second-year agreement, so no August drama, folks. Hooray. We're gathering students from a variety of districts outside of Ann Arbor. We've been growing, and it's been very positive. And so just keeping that support is going to be paramount for a wonderful district that it's been 43 years of just a labor of love.
Linda Carter, retiree now from the Ann Arbor Public School District. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
And thanks for having me, Lisa. I love listening to you guys.